It's not one of those schedule contracts a lot of people are familiar with. It's for office supplies. So we're talking everything from pens to paper to notebook binders to tape to envelopes to shredders to even physical storage, toner cartridges, and supplies for your bathroom. GSA decided to stop accepting new orders on Schedule 75 for 2 years starting October 1st. Now, current schedule holders and those who get on before October 1st will still be able to conduct business through that schedule. So this only affects potentially new companies. Paul McDermott is the regional commissioner for the Northeast and Caribbean region of the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA. He says the reason for the 2-year suspension is really to gather data on both the current Schedule 75 holders and the new blanket purchase agreement for office supplies, which GSA awarded to 15 companies in June.
We are anticipating that we're going to achieve savings of $52 million a year with those 15 BPAs that we've placed. And we currently have on the 15 BPAs 13 small businesses, and of the almost 500 current schedule holders are small businesses. So that was the reason we went to do an evaluation to see the impact going forward, because we didn't want to have small businesses incur significant costs to get a schedule, and then the significant cost of administering the schedule when we can tell already that most of the work should be going to the office supply program, the FSSI program.
Now, GSA and the administration have a lot of high hopes for this new BPA. McDermott says so far DOD, the Defense Department, has committed to making the BPA what they call mandatory consideration. So they're not saying you have to use it. They're just saying you should consider it. 15 other agencies, including the Departments of Veterans Affairs and Treasury, have said they would use it too. Agencies can expect to save between 5% and 45% off the list price of already current, what they call low prices on the GSA Schedule 75. So there's a lot of hope, a lot of cost savings. This is, you know, the idea here is to volume discounts.
Now, I have to imagine that there are complaints, particularly from small businesses, who feel shut out, just shut out of the federal market.
Exactly. I think that's a big concern. And the fact is that the economy is still soft and mushy.
Yeah.
Is that the best way to say it? And there's a lot of people who may be looking at the government as a pretty good business opportunity. And for office supplies, which are a lot of mom-and-pop stores, a lot of small businesses, they're not going to have that opportunity. So let me give you some perspective of how much money federal agencies spend on office supplies. McDermott said in 2009, Schedule 75, agencies spent more than $690 million just on Schedule 75.
That's a lot of pencils.
That's a lot of pencils and pens and toner cartridges. GSA and OFPP, however, estimate that that's just really a fraction of what is spent government-wide, about $1.6 billion.
Wow.
GSA and OFPP want to push a lot of that $1.6 billion through this BPA, and that is why Mike Tucker, president of the George W. Allen Company, an office supply firm, and they didn't get a spot on the BPA, is really so concerned.
Many of our customers are being told that they have to use it, that they have to try it. And until they've had problems that they can take back to their supervisors and managers and say, hey, we tried this and we didn't get our stuff, or we didn't get the price we were supposed to get, or we had other types of problems that just are not acceptable and for us to do business, then, you know, we're going to take that hit.
Now, Tucker hopes that this will just be a short-term drop in business, but there's still a lot of unknowns, and it's actually those unknowns that's bothering Chris Bates, the president of the National Office Product Alliance.
When you put a freeze, especially a 2-year freeze, that prevents people who may be on the cusp of submitting a schedule, especially in a difficult market and also one in which, you know, the Obama administration and SBA officials and others have said, you know, we're supporting small business and we're going to try and do more to encourage small business participation. Here you have a schedule that's been around for a while, has a lot of people who are competing every day who have gone to the considerable expense of getting a schedule, presumably in order to do business with the federal government. We have a number of questions. We're concerned both about what's going to happen in terms of, we'll call it, in-process requests. In some cases, for example, you may have an office supplies vendor who dealer who is moving much more aggressively into the office furniture area. Are they going to be able to add that schedule, or are they going to have to take a 2-week wait until, because I guess our question is this going to be happening in other schedules as well, or has just this commodity group really been singled out?
Now, Bates also says there's been several consortiums of small businesses that provide office supplies, and it's kind of unknown what's going to happen to them as well, because they provide not just the services, you know, this office, but they can't they're not quite big enough to do it on their own. So when they get together and become this consortia, it's another avenue for them to get more business. Now, NAPO, the National Products, NAPO,
right,
is sharing their concerns with GSA and trying to better understand why this decision to suspend new offers on Schedule 75.
National Office Product Alliance, of course. It's
Thank
right
you.
At the tip of our tongue. And I just want to make sure I understand. They're not putting anyone new on this Schedule 75 for a two-year period of time because of cost savings? They don't...
Because what they're trying to do is say, we have this new BPA, and we really want agencies to use the BPA. So we're going to kind of shut down Schedule 75 to new offers for a two-year period. The people who didn't get on the BPA but still have Schedule 75 are still allowed to. They still can sell their products right. and services to the government. Now, the problem is a lot of the agencies are being pushed to the BPA. So if you're being pushed to the BPA and you have all these other people at Schedule 75 who are saying, no, buy from me, there's this tension going on. And the bigger issue is why are you limiting it only to 15, which they went through this big RFP for the BPA, but what's going to happen to those agencies, to those vendors who say, okay, now I'm out of business? The question is, and this came out of nowhere, there's no warning, there's no discussion. GSA just, when they put up in early September, this
particularly
notice.
Particularly where a lot of the schedule contracts are showing not as much growth as they have in years past, raises a lot of questions. Well, I mean, how is GSA responding to these criticisms about shutting out or not supporting small businesses?
Well, GSA's McDermott says about 50% of the Schedule 75 contract holders, so about 250 companies, sold very little through the vehicle. Annual sales of less than $100,000 in 2009. Mm-hmm. And 10% of all contract holders had no sales in 2009 at all. So I think he's making the point that, yeah, there's a lot of companies on there, but only about half are really seeing a lot of action.
And there's cost to maintain all those contractors on that schedule.
So, but McDermott does admit that the impact for those who didn't get on the BPA but do business under the schedule will be significant.
We anticipate their sales going down as more and more of the government users are using these BPAs, especially because of the fact that now with the credit card, we've coordinated where we have at the point of sale. Let's say you're a federal employee and you weren't even aware of this program. But by the sheer fact that you walk into that Office Depot and use that government credit card, you're going to be given that discount automatically. So even though as we're going through the education campaign right now, without you knowing about it yet, you'll still reap the benefits of it. But because we achieve such significant discounts, we do see the current schedule holders over time, their sales decreasing as more and more people start using those BPAs as our education campaign continues down the road.
Now, McDermott adds that GSA is not limiting competition, as some would think, because they received 75 bids under the BPA, made 15 awards, including 12 to small businesses. So his point is this. Listen, we had all this competition. We picked the best 15 vendors. If you didn't make it, GSA is kind of saying, I'm sorry, not everyone's going to make it. But NOPA's Bates and Tucker disagree with McDermott and believe competition will be limited. In fact, Bates says that while the schedules do need to be cleaned up from time to time, especially at the margins, GSA really seems to be taking a harsher approach than is needed.
Right now, there are 550 roughly vendors on Schedule 75. There are only 7 on the new Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative, BPA. So is the vision to move to a very small number of vendors in this industry? You have a lot of small dealers in this industry versus 3 very large companies that have tended to dominate, but where I guess we feel that small businesses are as competitive as ever and anxious to do business and have performed well when they've had the opportunity.
Now, you keep saying that there's 550 on the schedule, but only 7 on the BPA. But not all 550 on the schedule are small businesses, or are they all small businesses?
No, but there are only effectively 3 large companies in this industry.
Basically Office Depot.
Staples and Office Max. The rest, for the most, I mean, there may be a few exceptions, but for the most part, these are all small dealers who were 500 employees or less, but most of them 100 employees or less, and a lot of them 25 to 50 employees probably who are doing significant federal business and are specialized in that and have done it effectively.
Now, McDermott says GSA understands the market changes and believes the BPA will have what they call on-ramps or the ability to add more companies on a later date. In fact, he points out that GSA already added 2 companies since the BPA was initially awarded.
So this is the second time that GSA has developed a BPA for office supplies. How successful was the first version?
Not so much.
Yeah.
In fact, George Allen Company's Mike Tucker says the first generation of strategic sourcing BPA was awarded in 2007 to 13 companies. And he says the BPA was supposed to have about $400 million in opportunities, and agencies only spent about $30 million over the last 3 years. Mm. So it's a big decrease, not a lot of use. Now, McDermott says GSA recognizes this lack of use of the previous BPA, and that's why they're focusing on training. They're attaching, you know, basically the prices to the credit cards. So if you just use your credit card, you get automatic the lower price. And also, the fact is GSA got commitments from those 15 agencies to at least make this mandatory for consideration, if not mandatory use. And I think that's why they think things will be different this time. Now, that may be the case, and it's kind of time will tell. It's one of those. But at the same time, there are tons of other vendors who now going scratching their head going, okay, now how do I keep my business? Tucker, for instance, said he's already seen his longtime customers saying, listen, I got to go in another direction.
And unless you have a real reason that you can justify why you're essentially shutting down a schedule, the change doesn't make, what's your strategic purpose for doing this?
It's all about cost because the government, mm-hmm. President Obama has given, you know, the contracting community, hey, you got to cut costs, you got to cut money. And they see the savings volume discounts as one avenue to get there.